Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. And this week, we are kind of covering Extreme Sisters.
Kinda. We are. We're covering it, but only one episode.
This Extreme Sisters thing is a hot mess. If you are trying to watch this and you have regular cable, you're fine. If you're trying to watch it on Discovery Plus, it's not showing up there. And we don't know why.
We both had to watch it on TLC Go.
Which would be fine, except that you can only get... We waited until this week so that we could cover episodes 1 and 2 together and then put out a recap of 1 and 2. And then it turned out that episode 2 is locked for you unless you have a cable provider. And right. We don't have cable providers. So we're going to recap episode 1. And then if Discovery Plus gets their lives together and starts... you know, putting the episodes up. We'll recap some other episodes, but for right now, we're just going to do episode 1. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't know. We don't know.
See how it goes.
Yeah. It's kind of a mess.
Discovery Plus, if you're listening, get your shit together.
They're not listening. They better get it together because if they don't have Seeking Brother Husband on...
I know. What are we going to do?
Discovery Plus, I'm going to be really mad.
Me too. I want to watch that more than I want to watch Extreme Sisters.
I know. Although this was wild as fuck, this episode.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So, yeah, you're getting episode 1 only. And that's a week late because we thought we'd have episode 2. So we apologize, but here it is. What can we do? This is also not a super in-depth recap because, again, I thought we'd be covering 2 episodes and we're only covering the 1. So I didn't take super in-depth notes.
That's all right. We'll make do.
We're just out here doing our best, guys.
You know.
All right. So do we have anything housekeeping stuff? Thanks for listening to us, guys. It's been a couple of weeks since we had anything to post over here because Sister Wives is done.
We are planning on... doing Seeking Sister Wives, the episodes that we missed from last season 3, I think it was 4. What was out before Seeking?
Oh, season 3.
Season 3.
We only didn't cover 1 episode. Is that right?
No, I think there was 3 at the end we missed because I right? watched them and you didn't.
Okay.
Yes. Because one was the wedding special. It was all the wedding episode with the Davises.
Okay. So what we'll probably do is just make one recap. Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of those. As soon as we can get that scheduled into our lives here.
Yeah. But people keep asking. So we are going to do it.
We're trying, people. We're trying.
Now that we're not doing Extreme Sisters, you know, we have a little bit of a void to fill.
I mean, I'm bummed because I like Extreme Sisters. And I think that it sucks that Discovery, because they're doing this with a couple of other shows as well. So it sucks that they're doing that. It's like, what's the point in having Discovery Plus if they're not going to have... That's the whole reason we canceled cable and like got all these other things is because everybody was showing everything on their streaming services. So
right,
if you stop having it on your streaming service, what the hell am I supposed to watch? Rude.
Speaking of, I started watching The Last of Us on HBO, is nothing you'll ever watch.
No, but never.
If anybody is listening that watches it, it's good. And it's just like the game, like identical to the game.
Doesn't it have the girl from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
The little girl queen? You know?
Yes. Yes.
Lady.
The guy is somebody too from something.
Let me Google it.
Yeah, you Google it real quick. Anywho, it's good so far. I like it. It's like dead on with the game. There's very, very few differences, which that was like one of my favorite games to play when it first came out. So I'm pretty stoked about it.
Are you talking about Pedro Pascal?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Who Joel was he? Miller? All right. Hold on. Let me pull him up. Well, he's the Mandalorian.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
He's the Mandalorian.
That, so
I didn't either, but people are like, oh, the Mandalorian, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
just okay. Like that. That's how they sound.
That's exactly what they sound. Mm-hmm. What was her damn name on Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
I'm
Queen,
it up.
Princess, something.
Stop. No.
Amidala.
You better quit it. No. Lyanna Marmont.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was also in His Dark Materials, which I still haven't watched. And they made a movie out of Catherine called Birdie. And she was Birdie. Remember that book?
Nope, I don't.
Oh. Well, His Dark Materials is Golden Compass.
Okay. All right.
You also have no idea what I'm talking about with that.
I do. Yeah. I know what Golden Compass is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Golden Compass. It has James McAvoy in it, you know.
I do love some James McAvoy.
I mean, he's Mr. Tumnus after all.
I know. Oh, Mr. Tumnus. Man, the good old days.
What's that mean? The good old days when The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe came out.
Before he was an X-Men.
Right. That doesn't mean anything to me because he will just forever be Mr. Tumnus.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where you see the actors in something and like that's mm-hmm. what you know them for. But then they have a bigger role And then everyone else knows them as the bigger role. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because nobody else would be like, oh, Mr. Tumnus. They'd be like, oh, Professor
You know,
X or whatever he was.
whoever he is.
Where's Avery? He would
I don't
know.
think he's Professor X. Who is he? Who's the other one? What's the other one's name?
I don't know. Hold on. He's
Magneto.
not Magneto, is he?
No, I don't think he is. I think he might be Professor X then. No, I'm saying Magneto's the other one.
No, I know. He's Professor X. He's Charles
Okay.
Xavier.
That's the name.
He also
Charles, darling Charles.
he also is Lord Asriel in his Dark Materials, which I didn't realize that's who he was in that. I just knew he was in it.
Speaking of random movies with accents and things like that, I said something to one of my coworkers because he was talking about getting like overtime. And I was like, oh, you know, that paycheck's gonna be real nice. And I was like, I said it in a text and I was like, now you gotta say that with a southern accent. And then I put a gif of, you know, National Lampoon's real nice, Clark,
Oh,
real
yeah.
nice.
Real
Yeah,
nice, Clark.
real
Real
nice,
nice.
Clark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Shitter's full.
yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. My favorite is he's just yakking on a bone. Because Tim says that all the time.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, Lord. Anywho, all right. Let's reel it in. Let's talk about these crazy ass people from Extreme Sisters.
Yes. We have two of them that like to talk at the same time.
Okay, I have a note. Oh, here we go with the talking at the same with the finishing the sentences together.
That is my least favorite thing of all time.
Wait, who's the other ones that do it?
The sisters with the white hair.
Oh, wait till we get to those people.
Yeah, them.
Boy, they are country as fuck.
Let me tell you, I don't remember any of their names.
Okay, I
There were
wrote them
so many
down.
people. There were so many people.
Okay, I wrote them down.
Okay.
From Dallas, Texas, we're going to start with Ashley 35 and V 42.
Okay.
Okay. My absolute favorite thing this entire episode is that they are going to a tattoo parlor called Duh Candy with a K shop. And when they open the door, the man says, "Welcome to the candy shop."
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I laughed so hard, I had to stop the video to regain my composure.
It is great.
I dream of nothing more than to have an actual candy shop that I, when people come open the door, I can say that.
Will it be playing Candy Shop all the time? Because I feel like that might be inappropriate.
It might be a little inappropriate. All right, so these two are stepsisters.
Yes.
They're not sisters, which is fine. What is the difference? Like, I get that they're not blood related or whatever, but they're stepsisters. However, they actually have not like grown up together.
Right.
Their parents started dating 13 years ago. So that means that they were 23 and 29.
Oh, are you mathing or did you have that written down?
I wrote down the 23.
Okay. I know how you are with math.
Listen. Okay, but so they didn't know each other until they were full-grown adults. So they're basically friends.
Sure.
Right. Which again, fine. Until a few minutes from now when the piercing happens.
And it's something you would never do with a friend,
Abso-fucking-lutely
you
not.
personally.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
I mean, I would, but I mean, I
You would
would.
get in
Hold
there.
on, hold on. I would not get that piercing,
I mean,
but.
you would get in there that close with a flashlight without asking first if you can be all up in somebody's vagina.
Oh, yeah, with certain friends, for sure.
Okay.
You also have to remember that I work in an OR, and it's the friends that I work in the OR with, we're all very grossly close to each other.
But that's you looking at it, I think, as from a clinical perspective, which I don't think this lady was doing.
No, but and that's the other thing is that when I look at things in this sense, or when somebody talks to me about like medical stuff, like I go into like a medical, like brain, whatever. So I look at things in like a medical way instead of like a personal.
Right. Which from a personal standpoint, this thing that's getting ready to happen is a little weird.
I mean, it's a little cray cray.
So Ashley and V, they did not like each other at the beginning because Ashley felt like V's dad was taking her mom from her, a 23-year-old woman. Is that weird?
I mean, maybe a little bit. Maybe she's close with her mom. I don't know.
Yeah, but if your mom, I mean, presumably her mom's like at least 40 something. Let your mom live her fucking life.
It's weird because it's like a mother-daughter relationship.
They should be unsmothered.
Right? Oh my God. Maybe they are.
So they became close though when V saw pictures of Ashley's boyfriend with another woman and she called her to tell her about it. And ever since then, they've been inseparable. And now Ashley's mom thinks that she puts V over her.
Yep.
I was like, you people seem unhealthy in these relationships. Okay, so the next thing we see from them in this in the candy shop, the tattoo parlor, is that Ashley is getting her vagina pierced. She's getting the VCH pierced.
Did you Google it?
No, I didn't. Did
Oh,
you?
I Googled it. Yeah,
What's it
absolutely.
mean? What is it?
The VCH, it's the where the location, that's what they were talking about, is the locations of it.
Yeah, I know, but where they were saying there was like three different spots that you could get a pierced.
So it is the like the clitoral hood.
Okay.
It's that piercing. It's piercing of the actual hood.
I feel like this would hurt so badly. And she says it hurts.
I feel like any of these would hurt. Fucking
Yes.
awful.
Yes.
Yes.
So what we were talking about a few minutes ago is that when Ashley sits in this chair to get pierced, V whips this little flashlight out and like tosses Ashley's legs apart and is like all up in there with the flashlight trying to see, I don't know, her vagina and what the fuck is going on.
I love how the piercing lady is like, what's, did you just pull out a flashlight? What's happening?
She was like, I have to be in there, but you don't need to be in there.
Right? Oh my God. Yep.
So she gets it pierced. It hurts. V says whenever she had hers pierced that she had an orgasm. And I was like, I really feel like that's not the case because I feel like it must hurt really badly.
VCH is vertical clit hood piercing.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the hood.
Listen, I'm never going to know about it because I'm scared to death to do anything that causes me remote pain. Like I'm scared to go get a tattoo because of the pain. So there's no way I'm getting a vagina piercing. That's way too much pain.
I would not. I can handle pain, but that is not something I want to do.
My pain quota for my lifetime was filled up with having three kids.
Right.
That thing is full. We're done. I don't need any more pain. They talk about how she can't have sex for 6 to 8 weeks after the piercing, which I don't think she knew going in.
I don't think she did either.
So that was a rude awakening. Also of note, V has a I am Groot tattoo. Did you notice that?
No.
It's like right here on her chest, like right here by the strap of
What?
like her shirt.
No, I did not notice that.
She sure does. I was like, okay.
Let me look her up.
Listen, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum. If you like Groot, knock yourself out.
Did you just say yuck anybody's yum?
Yeah, don't yuck their yum.
Wow. I don't see it, but it's fine. Continue.
Okay. So every Sunday night, they get their families together to eat and watch the game or whatever. Ashley has two teen boys, but she wants a girl. And 11 months ago, she went to the doctor with irregular cycles and found out that she has fibroids. And this is fucking crazy. She went in for surgery to remove the fibroids, and they ended up taking everything except for her ovaries. What? Imagine waking up and being like, everything's gone. Sorry about that.
So we do this quite a bit. Fibroids are huge and they're like hard as a rock. Like usually we have to cut them apart
Ew,
to be able to
don't,
get
no.
it out at all. But anyways, the other thing is we have to have consent to be able to remove everything like that. And
Yeah.
it's something that has to be given before the
So what
surgery.
do they say, like, you're consenting to us doing it if we need to?
Yeah, so basically it's you're consenting to the fibroid removal with a possible hysterectomy if the fibroids can't come out.
I feel like it would still be awful to wake up to find out that it wasn't just the fibroids, it was everything.
I mean, I think it would, yeah. I'm really surprised that she had that surgery done, like knowing that she wanted more kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of wonder because what she says, like she starts to get really emotional and says, now she can't carry a baby and she's wanted a girl for so long, and that V knew how long she had wanted a baby and V offered to carry a baby for her. So I kind of wonder if it was like a thing where when she went in to get it, she was like, okay, well, my kids are teens and I don't know that I'm ever going to have a baby. So let's just do what we got to do. And then after the surgery and that possibility was gone, then she like kind of panicked about it,
Yeah,
and
maybe.
that's when V kind of stepped in. So this whole situation, like this whole episode, is about how V has not told her family, her husband, who I think his name is Demetrius, but they never like put it on the screen.
Right.
She just said it, so I'm not entirely sure. So I might be wrong. Don't at me. But now she's got to tell him and her kids because she has 10 kids.
Yes, she does.
Seven boys and three girls, and that's so many kids. Holy shit.
With her husband, who they're not legally married,
Right, they're common law
they're
married.
common law married. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been together for how many years?
20.
Was it just straight 20? I knew it
That's
was
what she
20
said.
something. Yeah. Okay.
These ki the kids are like all teenagers. Like that's
Oh,
a
I
lot of
know.
babies in a little bit of time.
I know.
Are there some twins or triplets or some shit in there?
I don't
Like,
know.
oh, that is a, she must have been like consistently pregnant for 10 years,
Probably.
12 years, something like that.
Probably.
She says she's fertile Myrtle. I was like, you think? So she tells them that she's, they're all sitting down to dinner. She tells them she's going to be a surrogate mother for Ashley. And Demetrius is like, hold on, run that back. And then he says that they have talked about this and he already said no. So this is not her springing it on him. This is her already talking to him saying he doesn't like that, and her being like, well, fuck you, I'm going to do it anyway. Which I would assume that when we get into more episodes, we find out like why he says no and, you know, whatever. But like, I wonder what the, you know, like if there's a legit reason, maybe she had scary pregnancies at the end or something and he doesn't want her to do it again. Like there could be a legit reason.
Yeah, there could be.
And he tells her, he's like, you'll have to make a choice, like between basically between me and her. And she says that her choice is that she's carrying her sister's baby.
Yes.
I
Yes.
mean,
So she's on Instagram,
yeah.
and in her like profile description or whatever, it says heart attack survivor.
What?
Yeah.
V.
B.
Holy shit. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to
Right, maybe it is.
have any undue stress on her body. Like, even if I didn't hate being pregnant, I would not want to be a surrogate for someone because my pregnancies were miserable and I was sick and I was in a lot of pain. So, like, I don't want to do that again. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right.
So, there might be like a legit, like, health reason, like a freaking heart attack.
Yeah,
Also,
I
there's a,
go
if they've
ahead.
been together for 20, if she's 42, they've been together for 20 years. So, probably she started having babies when she was 22. And there's a huge difference between having a bunch of babies when you're 22 and having and carrying a baby when you're 42 post heart
Yes.
attack.
Yes.
That's wild. That's all that I have written down for them because, again, I thought I was covering two episodes.
Right.
So now we're heading to Perth, Australia for your favorites, Anna and Lucy, who are 36. They're insane.
Yes. Yes, they are.
I feel like they were like really absurd about the things that they wanted to do the same, but like watching them get a haircut was so bananas.
It was hard to watch.
Yes.
Like their scenes are hard to watch.
Yes. They need a therapist. It's unhealthy.
That poor hairdresser.
The hairdresser at the end was like, yeah, I'm not gonna cut their hair again.
No, yeah, she's like, no, once is enough. It's
They
enough.
want, like, at this at from the jump, they want the chairs to be right beside each other. They are like insistent that they have capes that are exactly the same. They want her to bring a fucking ruler out and make sure that she's doing the exact same cuts on each head.
She measures their hair and it's off by like a half inch or something. And they're
A
like,
half a centimeter.
oh, is that what it was? I don't even know. Oh, yeah,
I'm
because
pretty
they're in another
sure.
country. So it's different, you know.
Because everywhere in the world has the metric
Except
system
us.
except us.
I know. I know. Oh my God. They're like, well, why would it be different?
Because you're two different people, you
What?
lunatics.
Oh my God.
Well, and then they're like, as she's cutting, as she's snipping, they're counting one, two,
Oh,
three,
I
four with
know.
every snip. And then
I know.
when they got to 13, when she got to 13 cuts, they were like, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. And then they made her go and cut the other one's hair 13 times.
Yeah,
And
you better get all the way across in that 13.
they wanted her to keep a timer going so that she was not only cutting the same number of times, but doing it in the same number of seconds.
Yes, the whole thing was insane.
It was nuts.
Yes. And then she made her take a picture of them at
Yes,
the
from
end.
behind.
Yes, to make sure that it was the same.
They're gonna have to cut each other's hair from now on because they said something about how they've been to several hairdressers and they have to keep trying new ones. Like you're running out of options.
Because it's fucking bananas.
Completely insane. At one point, one of them says, it's pretty obsessive how we live our life. You
You
think?
think?
Also, they said that they share a phone.
I know.
That is so weird. I understand that they're together all the time, but like, why? What's the point of having one phone?
Right.
What if both of you want to play, you know, Candy Crush or something at the same time? You know what I
Well, then
mean?
they play together.
That is so weird. Also, they have a doctor's certificate that says that they can't be apart.
I know. Who
What doctor was like, yes,
the
oh my God. That doctor should be
Oh my God. Yep.
banned. Oh my God.
One of them has like a mole on her cheek and the other one does not.
Oh, what? They've never noticed that?
I'm really surprised that she hasn't gotten it removed.
Seriously. So they talk about the boyfriend. The boyfriend's name is Ben. He was in last season. They've been together for 11 years. And it is, in case you didn't watch last season, it is one boyfriend, Ben, and the two of them. Mm-hmm. And he's dating both of them. And this hairstylist cannot handle it.
Oh, my God. Yes. She says, my favorite thing.
Wait, don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to, but it's my favorite thing of the entire episode.
I was not prepared for what she
says. I was not either. I wasn't either.
So first she asked them, like, okay, does he like, well, no, they were talking about the first time that they met him and mm-hmm. kissing him. And she was like, so he kissed you and then he kissed you. And then they were like, no, we kissed at the same time. And she's like a three-way. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah. And the stylist is like, this is fucking crazy. And she said, fucking.
Yeah, she didn't hold back. She did not hold back.
Well, then she goes, do they have sex with him? Like one pump, two pump, one pump, you know? Right. And then she says, do you want to say it?
No, go ahead.
This is a direct quote. I would never gobble the same cock as my sister. I was not ready. I was not. They bleeped out cock, but they did not bleep out gobble.
No. Oh my God. I was like so stuck on that for like 20 minutes. I don't even know what happened afterwards because I was like, she did not just say that. Oh my God.
I've never heard anyone say anything like that on television. I almost fell out of my chair.
Oh, she did not hold back. Oh,
in my notes, I put, and then I swear to God, she says, as if you wouldn't believe me that she was saying this.
Oh, she said it. We all heard her.
Oh my God. So then like, as if it's not bananas enough, the way that they are with each other, then they talk about how they have a lolly night, which is where they eat well all the other days of the week. And then randomly on Thursday nights, they have this like cheat day, but they eat fucking candy for dinner. And I don't mean like they have a regular dinner and then they eat some candy. They put candy on a fucking plate and eat it as though it is dinner.
Right.
And then they sit there and chew this shit with just chewing noises in dead silence.
Are they like counting the times that they chew?
Oh, I bet they are.
Like, okay, we're going to chew 20 times. You ready?
I'm surprised they don't have their faces mushed up against each other so that they can feel their jaw going up and down together.
Man.
So they were trying to have babies,
yes,
which they talked about this last season, and I'm so uncomfortable with this because I felt like this was going to head in a different direction. I thought they were going to say that one of them got pregnant.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But they didn't. Okay. But they said that it would be very difficult for them if one of them got pregnant and the other one didn't. So they're going to put having babies on hold for right now because it's not worth having kids if they can't have them together.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is right?
Also, their mom is there?
Yes.
Bless her.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, bless her.
So here's what I want to know. Okay. There's one guy, the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How, like, he can only blow his load in one of them.
Uh-huh. That so was how gross, does but thank you for saying that.
Sorry, but how, I mean, we're talking about goblin cock over here.
I can't believe she said that.
So what, I mean, how does that work?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
That's the question I want answered.
The whole thing is insane because there's literally no way to guarantee that both of you get pregnant at the same time. There is no way.
Not. No, there's not.
But I shouldn't say there's no way. The only way to do it is that you can even guarantee that you're both getting a fertilized egg at the same time as in a doctor's office. And even then, they can't guarantee that that takes.
Right, right.
It's wild that they want this so bad, but they would give that up to because they can't fathom the idea of one of them having a baby and the other one not.
Okay, but is he like coming in a cup and then they're like turkey basting it or, you know, that's what I want to know.
Because I don't think that...
I imagine if they're trying to get pregnant at the same time, they probably have the whole like train of thought of it has to be the same night.
Yes, but I don't think that they're... I was under the impression that they're not even doing that because they're so terrified at the very thought of one of them getting pregnant and the other one not.
That's what I mean. Like, how are they... What are they doing?
I think they're just being careful not to get pregnant altogether. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not anymore because at one point it was showing them taking pregnancy tests.
Right, right. But I think that the idea of one of them getting a positive and the other one getting a negative was like too much for them. And so they're just not doing it at all.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot. There's a lot. And that's why I say God bless her mother because she puts up with a lot of bananas.
Yeah.
Also, her eyeliner is absolutely bonkers.
Yes. She was in the last season.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we get of them. Now
Gobble
we get
cock
to
over here.
Oh my God. Now we meet Jordan and Randy from Houston, Texas.
Are these white haired ladies?
They are country as fuck. I have never in my life. We meet them in a fucking gator. Okay. It couldn't be countryer.
Yes.
They're in camo and a gator driving around cattle. Okay. Yep. They, by the way, they sound exactly the same, but they look different. They have different faces.
They do look different. They also have different haircuts, and one of them has braces.
I know, but even without, like, even if they, or their eyes are different. Like, yes, I was looking at them, and I was like, I don't feel like they can be identical.
I was going to say, I don't think they're identical.
Which negates the whole, oh, no, that's the other. I was going to say, it completely erases the whole thing of, that's my kid, too, because we have the same genes, but that's the other sisters that say
yes.
that.
So, but we haven't met them yet.
Well, we met them last season. But you didn't.
Okay, but we didn't.
Right. I did. They were my favorite. Jordan and Randy bathe in the same bath water. So that's gross.
Yeah, they do.
And not even like if they're taking a bath together, like sometimes one of them will get out and then the other one will get in the same fucking bath water, which there is a mother and
Yeah. I was about to say
daughter. Uh-huh. Mother to
you
do
told
that.
Me that. Oh, gross.
They grew up out in the country, legit, in a log house that their parents built, and their dad taught them how to use tools and go hunting and go fishing. They were outside every day. They're out there riding around in this gator, and one of them has to pee, so they just pull over and pop a squat in the woods, which is fine. You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, they say that they now live in Houston and they love city life, but they're country at heart. And I said, you got that right, my friends.
Uh-huh.
You are country.
It's an understatement.
You can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl.
That's right.
They are also dating twins. Who also don't look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Named Derek and Daniel. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Daniel and Jordan are married, and yes. Derek and Randy are dating. Just yes. Dating, not engaged. I don't think that Derek wants to marry Randy.
I don't think so either.
So the girls, Jordan and Randy, they lived together until Jordan got married, and then Jordan and Daniel got a house, and now Randy's lease is up, so she's moving into the house with them, mm-hmm. and then when she and Derek get married, they're all going to live there, and yep. Derek does not want to live with Daniel.
No.
At all.
No. They're not about that life.
No. He says he thinks Randy is in a rush, and he hasn't proposed yet because he wants to plan a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a not real reason. Also, I'm kind of with him on the rush thing because she says they've been dating for a year and a half. So I'm going to assume that means that the other two started dating, got married in that year and a half.
Yes. If they started dating at the same time.
Which I assumed they did, but
right.
I don't know.
I mean, that's, yeah.
But she like really, okay. She kind of waffles between saying that like she really, really wants him to propose and then them saying that the sisters are emotionally fulfilled with each other and they don't need men, that they right. are each other's soulmates and they chose the guys, but they don't need them. They need each other.
Yes.
So I almost kind of feel like Randy just wants to get married because Jordan is married.
Probably.
And she doesn't have that, I guess. And you're saying they finish each other's sentences or say the same thing.
Yes, they do.
Okay. I didn't notice it as much with them.
It's not all the time like the other two. Like the other two do it on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
They look at each other to see what.
I can't.
Anna and Lucy, they're like that. They're like that SNL sketch where
yes, I know what you're talking about.
Kristen Wiig, you know, mm-hmm. yeah.
Randy it's like
says,
dead on.
Yes,
yeah.
It's so insane. There's something
special people.
Randy says that if Derek doesn't propose, we're putting our foot down and we're going to be very pissed off. Her and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're taking a bath. Then they're taking a bath together
mm-hmm.
and holding frozen peas against their boobs.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They didn't explain.
No. Well, they were talking about the water being too hot.
So you just put a little cold water in there. You don't go.
Well, also, she like went out to the kitchen naked.
Naked and soaking wet.
And like covered in bubbles.
Yeah, and came back with frozen pea. They're wild.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yep.
Also, they're popping each other's blackheads and pimples and shit. I know you love that. Look at your face.
Yeah, they are.
That's my jam. It's so gross. They basically are just talking about how, you know, Randy wants Derek to propose and that's that. They also have insane eyelashes.
Yeah.
Like the mom's, like the other mom's eyeliner was bonkers. Their eyelashes are bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that I have about them.
Mm-hmm.
This was just like a meeting people episode.
Right.
I'd love to know what happens in episode 2, TLC Discovery. Yeah.
Discovery Plus.
Gosh.
God, so
Yeah, and
great.
I know we can get it. Like people have said that they watch it on like Philo or whatever, but I don't want to download another thing. I just want them to put it on Discovery Plus, which I already pay for.
Right. I'm not trying to
Yeah.
pay for anything else.
No, I think it's free, but I don't want
Oh.
to download another thing because I already pay for this, you know.
Yeah.
If they're not going to put my shit on there, then I'm not going to keep paying for it because what's the point?
Sister Wives. That's the point.
I can just listen. Listen,
Plus.
you don't have to have a you don't have to sign a contract or anything, so I'll just start it back up whenever Sister Wives starts.
No, I meant for us to be able to watch the old seasons.
Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right. Damn, I can't even cancel it in a
Nope.
protest.
Nope.
Ugh, stupid Discovery Plus.
Was that the last set of sisters?
That was the last set of sisters. So we
Damn.
still have the two sisters from last season, and we still have the triplets with the stupid fake language.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Gibbity gobbity goop, you know?
They look very young, like 20 young.
Right.
Yeah.
Their family is not happy with them either.
No, 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 no.
Are there the only two sisters, the only two sets left?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm kind of mad that what were their names that were like scraping each other's skin and they wanted to move to Orlando?
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Patrika, Patrice.
Patrice and Patrika.
Yeah. I'm
Yeah.
kind of mad they're not back. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
They're Orlando. I wonder if they ever made it to Orlando.
Well, what about the other ones where the sister lived with the married sister and she would like crawl in the bed at night?
Oh my God, the really young ones. Yeah.
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 I wanted to see them.
I can't imagine that the one that wanted to that was like dating the other sister and she wanted him to marry her. I don't think they got married.
No, probably not.
I'd be surprised if the husband's still married to the older sister.
Ah, yes. Oh my God. Can we get a where are they now?
Right.
Man.
Oh my God. And then the other ones were the set of tw the identical twins that married the identical twins and then had the kids that had the exact same DNA and they were all living in the same house. I don't think you met them.
No,
But they were like social media famous for a while because of the story of them marrying each other and having kids with the same DNA.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. They, I
I don't
didn't, we
think you
didn't
met
meet
them.
them.
Yeah. You will when we go back and cover up season one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Don't you worry.
Brooke and Bailey.
That's right, Brooke and Bailey. But they both had their mom's name for as a first name,
Yes,
remember?
yes,
Yeah, and Brooke and Bailey
yes.
were their middle names or something like that. It was like Christina Brooke, Christina Bailey.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Candace,
Candace, oh, I was close.
you were really close.
Candace Brooke, Candace Bailey. I'm gonna name all. I'm gonna
Oh.
rename all my kids with Nicole as their first name.
One of them just had a baby
Oh,
or is having a baby.
is it the older one?
It's Brooke.
That means nothing to me.
That means nothing to me either.
Look and see if Patrice and Patrika ever made it to Orlando. I need to know. I'm dying to know.
Hold on, because these, I don't know which sister this is, the older one. Also, there's no pictures with the other sister on her Instagram. Oh, no, wait, there they are together. I think this is the older one. Okay, so the younger sister got married to the guy.
Oh, to the guy?
To the
Okay, I'm
guy.
shocked. I'm shocked. Okay.
And she's currently pregnant.
Good for her. I wonder if they live there with
But they
the.
have a house.
Oh, okay, their
Yeah.
own, I hope.
Yeah, because there's Instagram pictures of them, like, our first house kind of thing,
Okay,
you know.
yeah.
So she announced her pregnancy in September,
Okay.
and then the other sister got pregnant in October.
With a third or just
Third.
a third? Yeah,
Baby number
okay.
three arrives July.
Dang.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of their kids are also named Candace.
So they she has two boys, I think.
Does it, I feel like it doesn't
Wait, maybe that's
matter.
not right. No, I don't think that's right. Ace
Yes, yes.
and Cross, Cross,
Okay, right.
which I think is a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, Cross is a boy. And then she hasn't announced what she's having yet. But
Okay.
the younger sister's having a boy.
So lots of boys.
Hold on, there's a name for that boy too. Crap. Oh, so also the younger sister's boyfriend's name is Briar.
That's right.
Right. His name is Briar Don Eaton, Eaton. Okay.
Okay.
The baby's name is going to be Banner
Stop.
Don Eaton.
Not Donald.
No, Don, Don.
Just Don.
Just Don, named after the Incredible Hulk.
Shut your mouth right now. Shut it up.
No.
Shut it up.
No.
You're lying to
Named
me.
after Bruce Banner. So Banner Don.
Stop it.
I swear.
Stop.
Yep.
Bruce. Why did they just name him Bruce Banner? Eden.
Bruce, no, because the Don, the middle name of his
The
father.
Don is that Don is wild that it's not a Donald,
Don, I
it's just
know.
Don.
Just Don, just Don. So they're going to be Bailey, Briar, and Banner.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I can't get over Banner for Bruce Banner.
I know, I know.
Oh.
It's something.
I mean, one of my kids is named after a hockey player, so I really shouldn't say anything, but
Okay, but it's not Banner.
it's not Banner. I didn't name her his last name.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, she'd be Crosby.
Right.
Crosby.
Named after Bing. Sure, her first name is Bing.
Exactly right. She's Bing Crosby. We just call her Sydney for fun.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
My God.
So, yeah, that's the update on them.
Okay.
Brooke and Bailey. Babies, babies everywhere. Who else am I looking up?
Sure. Patrix and Patrika. I just want to
Patripa.
see if they made it to Orlando. That's all I care about. And if the poor son has moved to Orlando and gotten away from them.
Hold on. What is their last name?
I don't know. Surely
Patrix
there's not many of that. Patrix and
and
Patrika.
Patrika. They have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Also, it's, hold on. It's Patrick, Patrix.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Patrix Patrika
They have an Instagram together.
Yes, they do.
Maybe they share a phone.
Cooking with PNP.
Okay. But where are they cooking from?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. They also have a podcast.
Oh my God.
It's called Talk to the Twins.
Okay. Let me look it up on my podcast app.
Okay.
It's literally not coming up.
Talking to the Twins underscore. Oh, it has a whole, holy hell.
I can't get it to pull up. It doesn't pull up on
Soul Sisters Podcast is what it's called.
Okay, hold on.
My
So
God, there's so many names flying around. It says it's on iTunes.
all right, hold on.
It has its own Instagram page, and then they
What's the
have.
Instagram? Soul Sisters Podcast 2022?
No, it's called Talk to the Twins underscore.
Boy, this is.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's impossible to find.
Wait, hold on.
Because Soul Sisters pulls up about 1,000 things.
So the podcast on Spotify is called Talk to the Twins, and then in quotations it says Soul Sisters Podcast, all the same name.
Let me just look it up on Spotify.
Okay.
Okay.
Posted January 12th.
Yeah, it looks like they January 12th. They're recapping reality shows and stuff though.
Oh, fun.
And other things, talking about other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go check their podcast out, everybody. You still don't know where they live?
No, nothing
Okay.
really says where they live right now. There's a lot of things happening on this
On.
in their lives.
Oh, I see. I see. All right. Well, that's all that I have for them.
Oh, they're on TikTok.
But that's all that I have for this, I should say. They're on TikTok.
They are on TikTok.
Okay. They're ticking and talking.
Anywho, that's all I
All
have for
right.
this too.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So.
They have Oh my God. Okay. One of them's Instagram is Patrika.Patrix, and then the other one's Instagram is Patrix.Patrika.
Stop
I swear. I
I mean,
swear.
to be fair, our second one just says the other sister, right?
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
Oh God. Except that we don't share a fucking phone. So
Right. This one though does have a I don't know what they're called, like the highlights or whatever, where it's just called Orlando. So it's like pictures from Orlando.
Okay.
So maybe they did move there.
Maybe they did. Good for them. I hope they did.
They also have Cameo.
Oh my God. Stop.
And they sell Plexus.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yep.
Oh man, of course they do. Somebody tried to tell me that they thought Girl Scouts cookies were an MLM. I was like,
Really?
ma'am or sir, that is not an MLM. It's little girls selling it so that they can then go to camp in the summer and so that we can do
Great.
things like take them to Great Wolf or whatever. And
Like a fundraiser.
yes, and then so that we can give money back to like the animal shelter and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a freaking
Also,
MLM.
if it's an MLM, sign me up because them cookies be delicious.
Oh boy, tell me about it. Tell me about it. All right. Well, that's all we have for Extreme Sisters, guys. So if they end up putting it on Discovery Plus, we'll cover some more of the episodes. And if not, then you'll hear from us. Well, definitely when when Seeking Brother Husband comes out, because if they don't put that on Discovery Plus, I'm writing a strongly worded letter. And then also we're going to finish up Seeking Sister Wife last season at some point in the very
Yes.
near future. So you'll be hearing from us very sporadically as things start to pop up.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see it there when we post new episodes.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, then we'll see you guys soon.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
Bye.